Welcome to the Real Estate Guys radio program. I'm your host, Robert Helms. This week, we're going to talk about the difference between public and private investments. Plus, Russell Gray is back after last week's episode with Peter Schiff as co-host. This week, we've added another co-host. It's best-selling author Robert Kiyosaki. Today on the Real Estate Guys radio program. Have you thought about adding agricultural real estate to your portfolio? Hey, it's Robert Helms. For years, we've been talking about the various ways to capitalize from the impending calorie crunch by investing in land that yields productive crops. The concept is sound, the need is proven, and it could be a great way to diversify by both product type and market. If that sounds interesting to you, consider joining me on a live opportunity tour to Panama and Paraguay this December. We'll learn firsthand about several specific opportunities and have lots of time over meals and activities to talk about all things real estate. To get the details, go to the website of realestateguysradio.com and click on events, where you'll find the Paraguay Citrus and Greenhouse Plantation Tour. If you'll cover your flights, the Paraguay Ag Invest team will cover your hotel, tours, and meals. So join me in Panama and Paraguay, December 9th to 13th. Go to Real Estate Guys Radio under Events. Profit from farming without getting your hands dirty. Join me on the Paraguay Citrus and Greenhouse Plantation Opportunity Tour, and I look forward to spending time with you and learning together. That's realestateguysradio.com under Events. Welcome to the Real Estate Guys radio show. I'm your host, Robert Helms. With me, as usual, our co-host, financial strategist, Russell Gray.
Hey, Robert.
And a good friend of ours who is back on the show for I don't know how many times. It's been a bunch. He's the guest we've had more than any other guest. He's the best-selling personal finance author in the world. Let's say hi to Robert Kiyosaki.
Hello, hello, hello. Great to be with you guys again.
Well, it's always good to have you, my friend. We get to spend some time together and think about all the big stuff that's going on. And, you know, we're at an interesting point in the real estate business, but also the economy. And one of the themes that we've been talking about is this idea of private versus public and investing your money in a place where you understand and you're educated about, but it makes sense.
Right. My next book coming out is called Who Stole My Pension?
Yeah.
And I'm writing it with Ted Sedell, who was at the Real Estate Guy's last cruise.
You know, yeah.
He spoke there and he shook a lot of people up.
He sure did.
And the reason for that is the Rich Dad Company was founded because my poor dad, who always says, you know, go to school, get a job, work hard, save, you know, all that stuff. But he wanted a pension, a teacher's pension. And as you guys know, the biggest market, the biggest guys in the finance market today are pensions.
Right.
They're the biggest. They're the Magilla. They control the stock market and the bond market. And when pensions go down, the world economy will go with it. So working with Ted Sedell on my book, Who Stole My Pension, has been satisfying, but also it's forced me to step up my game and do further research into how pensions are really designed to rip everybody off. And that was my poor dad. And my rich dad was the other guy. Says, I don't trust any of them.
Right.
He doesn't trust the pension managers and all that. And that's what we're finding out.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. You had just interviewed Ted on your show, and he lives in Southern Florida, where we started the summit this year. And he came, and he definitely, right from the beginning, rocked the boat. And his background's pretty fascinating. The largest whistleblower ever, you know, whistleblowing's in the news. But this is a guy that saw what was happening in these pensions and kind of went after him.
He went after him, and he's made, like, I think, $74 million last year, because if he blows the whistle and he catches as Wall Street stealing from people, well, you know, they've got to, like, cough. And it's about time Wall Street coughs. You know, they've been ripping people off for years. In my book, Fake, I wrote about fake money, fake teachers, and fake assets. And Ted says it the best. He says the number one export of America are toxic pensions, toxic assets. They've ripped everybody else. And we all know they're called credit default swaps, MBSs, CLOs and all this stuff. It was called the subprime market. And that was produced and directed and distributed by Wall Street. And the next one they're going to rip us off on are pensions. So it's not real estate. It's not the oil patch, which they went into next. The next one are going to be our pensions. So if your mom and dad or yourself is on a public pension, if you're a school teacher, firefighter, or a police officer, you guys are going to screw the world. Basically, that's what Ted is saying.
In fact, during the summit, we made an audible. We called an audible, and Ted had sent with you the documentary, and we did a movie night one night where we saw the
Kentucky State Pensions.
Yeah, just, I mean, craziness, and that is just scratching the surface.
You know, I think one of the things that a lot of people don't understand, certainly I didn't going into 2008, was how interconnected the balance sheets of major financial institutions are. And the problem is, you may think, well, I don't have a pension. I don't know anybody who has a pension. I'm not relying on a pension. This doesn't affect me. I'm a real estate investor. But the problem is when any aspect, a major component of the financial system fails for whatever reason, because of this interconnectedness, it takes a lot of other things with it. It's like a bunch of hikers that are going up a mountain and they're all daisy chained together. One guy falls and he pulls a lot of other people with him. And if it can't get controlled, it pulls the whole team down. It's a little bit of what happened in 2008. I think that anybody paying attention is very concerned about the impact pensions and their failure could have across the whole financial system.
Let me say it again. Pensions, public pensions, are the biggest investors in the world today. And they're set to topple. Maybe not this year, maybe not next year, but they're going to topple, just like we all knew the real estate market was going to topple. Okay, so that's why this program is very important for you to listen to, and especially go to the Summit at Sea and all these things to get your education up, because our financial education is abysmal.
Well, it is. And obviously that's your big, hairy, audacious goal to elevate the financial well-being of humanity. And that's never been needed more than now. I mean, so many people think about what most big pension and 401k and IRA, people just blindly put stuff in some investment that they haven't really vetted. It was, you know, either they didn't have a choice, like in a pension, or they were given three choices and they picked one. That's not financial education.
No, and that's why in 2002 I wrote, you know, Rich Dad's Prophecy. It was about the pension collapse called the 401k. And I get more hate mail from that. The Wall Street Journal took off at me. The New York Times came after me. But I said, just be patient. It's coming. You know, you think your 401k is safe? You're going to get screwed, because when the public pensions, defined benefit, see, 401ks are DC, defined contribution, 401ks and IRAs go down, is that they're going to be caused to go down by the defined benefit, the teachers, firefighters, and police officers. They're going to bring the world economy down. So that's why Ted Sedell, in this book, Who Stole My Pension, is important. And the reason as I said at Gene Guarino's event the other night, which was fun, because I'm talking to real estate people. When I talk to stock people, you know, like I said on the stage, I said, there's always a second crucifixion. This time it's a Japanese guy, not a Jewish guy, you know? Because people don't like it when I give them bad news about their stocks, right, and their bonds and their mutual funds. But as Russell is saying, real estate goes down too. So does gold and silver goes down too. When a crash is this big that's coming, everything goes down. So it's best to be prepared for it, not have your head in the sand.
Well, you know, you've always talked about how it's not a good or bad investment. It's a good or bad investor.
Right.
And you learn and take action. In fact, you were kind enough to have us on the Rich Dad radio show, and we talked about this very thing, the fact that you get rich slowly and you make mistakes to get better. For some reason, people think real estate's easy. Click a button like I do for my stock account. But there's more to learn. It's simple. But it's not easy.
No, it's very, you know, the trouble with real estate is one word is called liquidity. Okay, liquidity means how fast can you buy and sell it?
Yep.
So if you have a stock or a bond, they're very liquid. You can in and out within minutes or seconds now. But with real estate, you make a mistake, you're the skipper of the Titanic, as we all know here. You know, you're going to go down with it. So that's why, you know, the last Rich Dad radio show, we played the song You're So Vain by Carly Simon. And we've all seen these guys who, like, two common things I've heard. Yeah, it's easy to be a real estate investor. I've bought three houses.
Right.
But they bought their private residences. And the other thing I hear is, yeah, I know everything about real estate. I have a real estate license.
Yeah.
Real estate salesmen know nothing about investing in real estate.
So true.
They're some of the most stupid people I've ever met. You know, same as stockbrokers. The reason they're called brokers, they're broker than you are. So that's why real estate is extremely dangerous, because it's not liquid. You make a mistake or the market crashes from under you, you're going down with the Titanic.
Well, this is one of the great things about real estate is that it isn't public. Now, you can invest in real estate investment trusts and public real estate.
REITs.
Right,
yeah.
Those kinds of things. But most folks listening to this show are private. Talk about that, the benefit of public versus private.
Well, in researching, you know, hanging out with Ted Sedell and this book coming up, Who Stole My Pension, is I had to research what's called the shadow banking system. And I didn't know what it meant. I've heard the word and all this. But the more I looked into it, I went, oh, there's good news and bad news. See, the shadow banking system is what brought down the subprime market. And it wasn't real estate that brought down the market. It was the shadow banking system. So what the shadow banking system does was they inject it into the veins of the world economy, credit default swaps, MBSs, or what Ted says, the most toxic asset classes in the world. U.S. is a criminal organization. The Fed, the Treasury, and Wall Street are criminals because they're bringing down the world economy. They're robbing from everybody. So the way they get you is via public. Stock market. You know, you're in the bond market or you're in the stock market. The beauty about being a real estate guy, you're actually in the shadow market. They don't trace you. Now, that means you got to be 10 times smarter and you're more susceptible to being ripped off because part of the Rich Dad Show is how many times have you been screwed? Well, you know, it's part of the process here. Your best friends will steal from you. Yes, they are liars and cheats and scumbag out there. But that's in any industry, you know, any industry. But anyway, the difference is the real estate is private. So that's why the new terms are private equity and private credit. Private credit and private equity. Private equity was called LBOs, leverage buyouts. But private equity sounds more intelligent.
Yeah.
And then junk bonds are now private credit. See, they just changed the names. And the more I looked into it, I went, oh, my God. So the lights went on hanging out with Ted and you guys. I went, the reason I make so much more money is I'm private. I'm not in the stock market. You know, when somebody says, oh, I made 3%, I go, whoa, Tarzan, slow down, you know?
Well, pensions, think about that. People are working hard. They're getting this money that's put away for another day. And yet that money has to be managed. And everybody's starved for yield. And that, I mean, there's not, that's public. Private is what you do as an individual to make sure that you're better off when your future comes.
Right. Let me give you an example. It's really quite simple. Let's say, you know, you guys know I like gold and silver. So if I buy gold and silver, the coins from a coin dealer, and I put it in my safe or away from me, I'm private. I buy gold and silver ETFs, I'm public.
Yeah.
If I buy, you know, real estate on my own account, I'm private. I buy a REIT, Real Estate Investment Trust, I'm public. If I start my own business and I ask you guys to invest in it, I'm private. If I invest in McDonald's, my new restaurant, you know, a restaurant, I'm public. So the good news is for keeping a very complex subject simple is the difference between public and private and what's coming up is keep it simple, but stay private. That's why my heroes, you know, Rickards, he and I are writing a book together called The Ravens. And he wrote in his book, The Road to Ruin, he said, he quotes Kurt Vonnegut's poem, you know, Cat's Cradle. Nice, nice, so very nice, so many people trapped in the same device. And what Rickards is saying is what my teacher, Buckminster Fuller, is saying, is everybody's been set up. They're getting them into the public market. They're leading them into the slaughter yard, and they're going to slaughter them. So anybody who has a job, a 401k, and a pension, you're going to get slaughtered.
You know, this is really the core of what you talked about in Rich Dad, Poor Dad, that people have been conditioned to get educated, get a good job, all of that.
How about pay taxes and save money and get out of debt? Well, how stupid is that?
Well, that's it, is people think, well, that sounds like a good plan. But, of course, a big part of your mission is to help people understand that that's not the wealthy path. And you know, one of the big misnomers, of course, is when you said that your house is not an asset because it doesn't put
money losers.
Into your pocket, right? It's a liability. And people still don't even understand that basic premise.
No, because that's how stupid they are. I mean, I hate to use the word, but I say it because I want to shock people. I don't mean to hurt your feelings. But if I wake you up and you say, maybe I should pay attention, or you can hate me. Look, a lot of people hate Trump. Or you can say, maybe he's doing something we need to have done. I don't agree with him. But so many people just want to be lied to. You know, if you get a college degree, you'll be safe for the rest of your life. What a load of crap is that? Yet these kids go to get student loan debts. It's now the biggest asset of the United States government. Student loans are $1.6 trillion and climbing. Yep. And it's all because people have been hypnotized into, if you get a bachelor's degree, you'll be safe. That, you know, is a flaming lie. But people want to believe it.
Our guest today is bestselling author Robert Kiyosaki. We're talking about how you can become a private investor and avoid all the public shenanigans, but it's not without risk and it's not without trouble. We'll have more when we come back. You're tuned to the Real Estate Guys radio program. I'm your host, Robert Helms.
Real estate investment advice right in your mailbox. Sign up for the free Real Estate Guys newsletter at realestateguysradio.com.
Listening to the Real Estate Guys for a while, then you've heard about the legendary Investor Summit. Simply put, it's the highest level event we do, and the content, faculty, and attendees are amazing. If you're serious about taking your real estate investment to the next level, consider joining us. You'll spend more than a week with like-minded investors, world-class educators, and real-world professionals, and you'll have a blast. It all begins June 11th, 2020 in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Visit realestateguysradio.com and click the tab that says Summit to learn more and get on the advance notice list. We'll spend 2.5 days on land, learning and networking, then jump aboard a luxury cruise ship for more classes, roundtable discussions, great dinner conversations, and a ton of fun. Go to realestateguysradio.com and click Summit and make plans to hang out with the Real Estate Guys and an all-star faculty on the 18th annual Investor Summit at Sea. Are you ready to profit in paradise? Hi, it's Robert Helms, and if you think real estate investing means tenants, toilets, and termites, think again. Located just a short plane ride from the U.S., a virtually untouched paradise awaits, the beautiful country of Belize. When you go to Belize with the Real Estate Guys, you'll spend 4 fabulous days discovering one of the most intriguing real estate markets I've ever seen. With its jungle rainforests, pristine beaches, and 81-degree turquoise water, Belize is one of the most beautiful places on Earth. Plus, it's considered one of the top 7 tax havens in the world. Belize property is on the rise, and many experts think the best is yet to come. But don't just take my word for it. Come experience Belize firsthand at our upcoming investor field trip. When you join us, you'll discover the many reasons we love Belize, like tremendously undervalued beachfront land, super low taxes, ease of doing business, and so much more. Get the details at realestateguysradio.com. Just click on events. See paradise for yourself. Click events at realestateguysradio.com, and I'll see you in beautiful Belize.
Hi, this is Chris Martinson, author of Prosper, and you are listening to The Real Estate Guys.
Welcome back to The Real Estate Guys radio program, heard every weekend on this great radio station and all the time at realestateguysradio.com and your favorite podcast outlets. Our guest is Robert Kiyosaki. Just love getting around this guy and picking his brain. And we had a chance over the weekend to spend some time together, which is a lot of fun. And, you know, one of the things that we're talking about today is this idea of being private in your investing. And really, real estate is that. If I buy a house and it's a rental house, that's not a public transaction. That's a private transaction. And that's kind of the start of an education about this topic. Instead of just blindly putting your money in the public markets, and there's reasons to do that, having more control over your investment gives you a lot more choices.
Well, we talked about the Rich Dad Radio Show. That's pros and cons to both sides. And you got to know the pros and cons. Like, the pros of being public is that you can get in and out quickly.
And it's easy.
Yeah. So if I have an REIT, Real Estate Investment Trust, if I make a mistake, I'm out. I can sell in an instant.
Yep.
But I buy an apartment house, and I'm the village idiot. I'm the skipper of the Titanic. So the word is liquidity that separates the thing. So that's why if you're going to be private, you've got your number one priority is your financial education, but more than just education. Who do you hang out with? Who are your teachers? Who are your friends? Who do you spend time with? Like, you know, the saddest thing for me was to watch my poor dad, who was head of the teachers' union. They're horrible people. I mean, I hate to say that, but not the teachers, but the head of the unions. They're not good people. They are not good people. You know, personally, I've had the unions come after me here in Phoenix because I speak out against how the unions are ripping off the workers. And the unions are not only ripping off the workers, they're ripping off everybody. But it takes guts to say things that are not popular. And I'll say it, you know, as you guys know, I'll say it, and because what else have I got to do, you know, but tell you to save your money, and then we have negative interest rates. Why would you save money when there's QE, quantitative easing, which means they're printing money, at the same time they're zerping it, which is zero interest rate policy? Why would you save money when they're printing it and they're dropping the interest rates? And these idiots will still say to their kids, save money. You've got to be crazy. You've got to be flipping crazy. But they can't think. They cannot think because what I'm saying is unpopular. You know, that's the reason. So for those people, then you should have, you know, REITs, you should have gold and silver ETFs, and you should have stocks and bonds from the public markets. It's better
than
for
nothing,
you.
Right?
It's better for them. You know, they're not smart people. I want to say that. They're not smart people, and they don't want to get smarter. They might be highly educated, like my poor dad, but they don't want to get smarter, and there's a very big difference. Right, Russell?
Yeah, I think, I've been studying you and listening to you for the better part of two decades now. And the biggest paradigm shift where I think people really get stuck is they just don't understand the fundamental premise of what wealth is. And it's cash flow. It's people getting up every day and generating profits, in whether they're working for somebody else and sending it to you through your rental property, or whether they work for you in your company and they're producing profits. And when you start betting on the asset price, whether it's the price of the house or the price of the stock, or with negative interest rates, you're not investing for cash flow yield. You're investing hoping somebody will come along and pay more for that same bond than you paid for it. So it's all gambling. And they want you in their casinos. The educational paradigm is such that you're trained to believe that investing is buy low, sell high, and that you ride out the volatility, which is created by the liquidity, just by staying in it for the long run. But if you do the math on that, it really doesn't work. And so if you invest for things that are real and are producing fundamental profits, you have staying power. You have what I call resilient wealth, and I know because I played the game the wrong way in the beginning, and I learned the hard way, but that's really the core message. And until somebody makes that paradigm shift, they can't hear, Robert, what you're saying, because it just rubs against everything they've been taught the wrong way.
Well, it's called a subhypnotic trance, because if you talk to, you know, a magician or a hypnotist, the subhypnotic trance is go to school, get a job. Work hard, pay your taxes, save money, buy a house, get out of debt, and invest for the long term in a well-diversified portfolio of stocks, bonds, mutual funds, and ETFs.
There it is.
It's a sub-hypnotic trance.
It is.
And I tell you, I interviewed this school teacher he went to. He has PhDs from Berkeley and MIT. One of the most stupid persons I ever met. You know what his favorite word is? Tenure.
Tenure. Of course it is. Well, and that you do have to consider that, you know, the source, right? When someone tells you this is a great deal, right? It could be and it could not be. And I think—
For him, it's the best word.
For him.
Not for me. I would go nuts. I'd be like my poor dad. I wouldn't want to do that, you know.
And this is part of being a real estate investor, is getting in touch with your inner investor. We call it personal investment philosophy, figuring out what it is you want real estate to do for you, and then to learn and get educated. And the great thing about real estate, the fact that the market's illiquid, that's a negative. But it's also a positive because the markets move slowly. You don't have to jump in this minute or the deal's gone. You get educated, you learn, you study markets, you study properties, you study, like Kim does, how the rent works and the formulas, which are proven and tried and true, and then you can grow wealthy over time. It doesn't have to be overnight success.
Well, let me give you the other example. You've got to choose your teachers wisely. Like, I've said it to you. I said, Ari has said it. The two most stupid people are somebody, yeah, I know about real estate investing. I've bought 3 houses, or yeah, I have a real estate broker's license. Those are stupid people. I mean, they're very stupid people. If they think they can do what you guys do, or what Kenny McElroy does, or Gene Guarino does, or what Kim does, they're very stupid people.
Yeah.
Just because you have a real estate broker's license doesn't mean you know anything about real estate investing. You know?
It's so true. You know, it's my dad's book is all about that. That's his big thing, is that so many real estate agents don't invest in the very product that they sell. And he thinks a great opportunity for real estate agents is to get educated to help other investors.
You know, because study and doing what we do is hard work. It is hard work. You know, to put a deal together and then have somebody steal your money and all that, that's hard work. You know, it's really hard work. So I've never lost money in real estate. I've lost money in business because I've had, you know, partners and employees steal money. That's hard. And so that's why that professor from, I think it was Princeton or Yale, or he was tenure. And that's what he teaches his kids. That guy is a flippin' coward. You know, in the Marine Corps, we take him out back and teach him a lesson. You know, I don't want him on the same plane with me because he's a coward. Tenure is for cowards. And they should stay where they're at. They should be, you know, in the Marine Corps, we call it in the rear with the gear and the beer. They should not be on the front line. So in the Marine Corps, there were line guys, and then there were supply guys. So the saying in the Marine Corps was, why die, go supply. And so when I saw a Marine with a supply thing on, we knew the guy was in the rear with the gear and the beer and the girls, which was smart. Meanwhile, there was guys who wanted to be on the front line. I wanted to be on the front line. I loved it there. And I hated it when I got a job flying a desk. You know, I was in the rear with the gear and the beer, and I hated it. So when I got out of the Marine Corps, I said, I'm not going to get a steady job like my poor dad wanted me to get. I said, I want to go on the line. And I like being a line guy. It's fun. It's where the action is. That's where the shooting is. But that's where the highs and lows are, too.
Yeah. And that's a good point. You do have to decide what's right for you. And I remember one of the really interesting sessions that we were at with you is when you talked about the cash flow quadrant and this misconception that there's a right or wrong part of the quadrant to be in, right? That you can be a really great E or a really great S. And obviously, a lot of folks like us, like you, we're much more interested in being on the right side of the quadrant.
Right.
But this paradigm was, it's not good or bad, right? It's just... It's each person is different.
Well, it's bad when you think like an E and an S and you try to be on the B and an I side. Because I remember making that transition and I carried a lot of ES into the BI side. And that's where I made a lot of mistakes because I couldn't think right. I couldn't process. I mean, Robert Kiyosaki would talk to me about things that were going on and I thought I was hearing, but I couldn't hear because I had this filter on.
Mm-hmm.
And the filter changed it so that when it got in my brain, I heard something different. And then rather than try to, you know, embrace that and understand what was being said, I instead just tried to rebut it to prove how smart I was, and that turned out to be idiotic. So now I understand there's a completely different way of thinking, and it's really helped me understand why Rich Dad, Poor Dad has been such an enduring work, because people even today that maybe even weren't born when it was written are still going through facing that decision. It's probably more important today to understand how to be on the B&I side because there isn't as much job creation going on right now. There's a lot of, you know, job seekers, but not enough job creating. I mean, we're getting a little bit better at it, but all the job creation happens on the B and the I side, but you have to change the way you think.
Well, there's plenty of jobs. Again, that's how the government lies to us. If you work one day a year, you're employed. But what they don't measure is your finances.
Right.
Like they just did the special on the more that Amazon wins, the more subcontracting full-time, part-time workers.
Yeah.
They're on the economy. You know, so these guys pick them up in vans and they go take them to the factory. And if they don't like them, they fire them real quickly and all this. So there's this growing economy of people who are full-time, part-time. And those are the ones that are called independent contractors. They're going to come back and bite us in the butt the more Amazon gets successful or any kind of this high-speed delivery and warehousing gets. There's another class of people being developed right now. And our schools still say to the kids of these people, go to school and get a job, get a college degree. And these poor people send them to, you know, these student loan mills. I don't know if you've seen my office, but where my assisted living places going on, the office behind of it is student loan. It is massive. People are making so much money off of student loans. It is the number one asset of the U.S. government, but it's one of the biggest ripoff of our young. That's what's tragic.
We're talking with Robert Kiyosaki. We'll have more when we come back. Plus, we'll play Real Estate Trivia next and give away one of his great books today on the Real Estate Guys radio program.
Live nationwide, you're listening to The Real Estate Guys. Find out more at realestateguysradio.com.
Real Estate Guys listeners, are you tired of losing real estate deals due to financing issues? Have you had enough of waiting on banks, lenders, and investor groups to fund new projects? What if there were a way to eliminate all the hassle and invest in real estate on your own terms? I'm here to tell you there is. Patrick Donahoe here from Paradigm Life. I'm an Investopedia Top 100 Most Influential Financial Advisor, and I recently wrote a best-selling book about the financial strategy that changed my entire investment model and the one that could change yours. To get a copy of my book for free and learn how you can maximize your real estate portfolio by acting as your own bank, send an email to mybank@realestateguysradio.com. Don't make another real estate deal without reading my book first. Email mybank@realestateguysradio.com now to get your copy for free.
Are you achieving everything you want in life? What if there was a time-tested way for you to get everything you've dreamed of? The most successful people in life set goals and keep themselves accountable. But how? The good news is that it's not rocket science. You too can learn the skills and unleash the motivation that will create success in your life. And now is the time. Hi, this is Robert Helms, and I'd like to personally invite you to attend Create Your Future, the 2020 Goals Retreat, January 17th to 19th in beautiful Lake Las Vegas, Nevada. This unique weekend has been called phenomenal, inspirational, and life-changing by the thousands of people that have attended. Hear from some of them and find out more at realestateguysradio.com under events or call 888-489-7723, extension 18. Get your life back on track physically, spiritually, and financially. Attend the 2020 Goals Retreat on the third weekend of the new year. Click events at realestateguysradio.com to register. This is no dress rehearsal. Live the life you were meant to. Visit realestateguysradio.com or call 888-489-7723, extension 18 today.
Hi, I'm Nomi Prinz, author of Collusion. You're listening to The Real Estate Guys.
Welcome to The Real Estate Guys radio program. I'm your host, Robert Helms. Thanks so much for tuning into the show today. Hey, come join me in Paraguay. Yep, coming up quick, we're going to Panama and Paraguay to learn about agricultural investing. You get all the details at realestateguysradio.com under events. Best-selling financial author Robert Kiyosaki is with us. Before we get back to our discussion with Robert, it's time to play Real Estate Trivia and give away one of his great books. All you have to do is know the answer to today's trivia question, which has something to do with where we are today in beautiful Scottsdale, Arizona. As soon as you hear the question and think you know the answer, send your best guess to trivia@realestateguysradio.com. trivia@realestateguysradio.com. Include your name, the answer to the question, your mailing address. Because if you're the first person that gets it right, you're going to get an autographed copy of Robert's latest book, Fake. Fake money, fake teachers, and fake assets. And Robert's going to sign it. Hey, last week on The Real Estate Guys, we were at the New Orleans Investment Conference. We talked metals, mining, and more. Here's what we asked you. Where was the first recorded gold discovery in the United States? Well, the answer is in Cabarrus, North Carolina. In fact, the first discovery was a 17-pound nugget. And when more gold was discovered nearby in Little Meadow Creek, North Carolina, back in 1803, the first U.S. gold rush began. As good as gold is an autographed copy of Fake by Robert Kiyosaki. That can be yours if you know the answer to this question. Name the official state neckwear of Arizona. Yeah, we're in the great state of Arizona today, and around here, there's quite a variety of neckwear, but only one qualifies as the official state neckwear of Arizona. If you know what it is, or just want to guess, send your best guess to trivia@realestateguysradio.com. trivia@realestateguysradio.com. Include your name, the answer to the question, and your mailing address. The first person that gets it right gets an autographed copy of Fake by Robert Kiyosaki. That's today's real estate trivia question. The author of that book, Fake, with us today, Robert Kiyosaki. And, you know, Fake is awesome. I mean, there's, you know, you called it out. There's so many people out there who are purporting to teach, fake teachers. There's so many fake assets out there that aren't real. The derivatives, you talked about an unfair advantage and conspiracy of the rich that we talked a little bit about. And finding what's real is hard.
Yeah, and fake money, which was when 1971, Nixon took us off the gold standard. And that's why in fact, I said there's three types of money today. There's God's money, which is gold and silver. You know, gold and silver will be here long after we're gone.
You bet.
It was here before we were here and it'll be gone. Then there's government money, which is fiat currency, which is fake money. And the only reason fake money exists is for one reason. You know what that reason is?
To pay taxes.
Taxes. Yeah. And that's why in 1913, the Fed was created, but also was a 16th Amendment. So without the Fed and without IRS, we couldn't operate. And the third type is people's money, which is Bitcoin and cyber money, which is, you know, I don't know what's going to happen to that, but there's a lot of people made a lot of money in that. I don't know much about it, but I think if they keep pissing off the Fed, somebody's going to stomp on them. Like, isn't Facebook start their own?
Yeah, Libra.
Yeah, their own currency.
So everybody's in the business of printing money.
Well, speaking of which, one of the things you often say is that only lazy people invest their own money, which is why we're big fans of syndication, raising money to do deals like Ken McElroy does, like a lot of our folks do. And that's a way to get private. That's a way to invest or to create investments that aren't public investments.
Or to be an investor with money, but understand who to invest your money with. You know, the reason I highly recommend people do your syndications course is even if you're not going to be the guy doing the syndication, you got to know how people rip you off.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, people are getting screwed every single day. And there's a new book out by Malcolm Gladwell called Talking to People or something. But he calls it the default to truth. Default to truth means you want to believe somebody is good, so you ignore the truth. And how many times have we been screwed because we wanted to believe, you know, my CFO was a good guy, my CEO is a good guy, my president was a good guy, and they're flaming crooks. And that's what, you know, Gene tried to stop me from saying about whores. So definition of a whore is somebody who will screw anybody for money. And there's a lot of them out there, you know. It's a noun, not a verb. But anyway, so that's why Malcolm Gladwell's latest book, Default to Truth, many people want to believe things are good until they wake up and they go, oh, my God, I'm being screwed. So the guys he lists, you know, the guys that Malcolm Gladwell listed in his book, Talking to People or whatever, Talking to Strangers, he listed Madoff, Sandusky, who was the Penn State guy,
yep,
and Dr. Nasser, the Olympic gymnast coach for young girls. Now, you know, I thought, Malcolm Gladwell, thank you very much, because I use this. Because I had written, you know, in my new book with Ted Sedell on Who Stole My Pension, I wrote about Ponzi schemes. The definition, the hardcore definition of a Ponzi scheme is you screw the young. So you look at Social Security. That wasn't about Social Security. It was about screwing the baby boom generation. And the baby boom generation has nothing because Social Security is broke.
Yeah.
And you look at Medicare. You know, look at Obamacare. So I put in my book, Who Stole My Pension, I said, they should change Social Security to Sandusky Security. Because you're going to get screwed. And then if you look at Obamacare, it should be changed to Dr. Larry Nassar Care, because you're going to get screwed through there, you know? So this whole thing, but the only guy that was probably the most honest was Madoff, because if you look at his name, he was truthful. He makes off with your money.
Madoff had the money, yeah.
Well, it is one of the things that you have to be aware of, is there are a lot of unscrupulous folks out there, and you're right, at the syndication event, we teach people how to vet a provider, how to look at the deal, how to do all that stuff. And a lot of it's legal. And this is the point about financial education. It takes work. It takes time. You got to study.
It takes time.
But if you do it, it can create wealth for generations.
Yeah, I think we're talking really, we're preaching to the choir a little bit because people that are listening to a show like this are the kind that are interested in being educated. They're taking responsibility. And I think really that's what it comes down to. You got a group of people that want to believe that the people who have their hands on the levers are good people with their best interest in mind. They want to believe the things they've been told about how to succeed in life, go to school, get a job, you know, pay your taxes, all that stuff, invest for the long haul, and all those things that really, I mean, you don't have to really wake up that much to look around and see that this stuff doesn't really work over the long term. And so the first thing is just owning it. It's like, okay, I'm going to own it. You know, the people that come to our seminars, that come to your seminars, Robert, that read books, that listen to shows like this, they're out there, they're working on it. They're trying to get it done. It's the folks that can't be bothered. You know, we must invite a million people to come to the Investor Summit at Sea, and we get a couple hundred. Of course, they're the couple hundred right people, but they come, they're hungry, they want to learn, they talk, they bring their great ideas, and they're successful because they're that way. It goes back to the fundamentals of Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and that mind shift that you have to make.
Well, the summit is designed to get you around people that think differently and do bigger deals and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, Robert, you've been with us many, many times. It's really just a way that you can polish your brain against other brains.
Yeah, it's morning to night immersion into other people, like-minded people. I would just say one thing to people who are not listening to this program. The biggest liability each of us has is not our mortgage. It's friends and family.
Hmm.
You know, if you have friends and family who don't want to study, they're liabilities. You know, I hate to say that. You know, I have family. They have daughters with five kids and no husbands, and they all have master's degrees. And mommy and daddy are now financing two daughters with kids, no jobs, and they're sitting there financing them. But they love them. They love those little things, you know. I'm going, Jesus, I'd cut them off immediately, you know. I'm going, but I don't think people, this is what Gladwell was talking about, default to truth. I'm going to call it as you see it. If you have a friend or a wife or a husband or in a business partner who's not interested in investing, I'd find somebody new. And you guys seen it, I've seen it at the summit at sea. These guys bring their husbands or wives and they're out sucking down the Mai Tais and eating the buffet, but they're not in the classroom. And, you know, that's a liability. That person is a liability. I don't care if it was your husband or your wife or your child. If they're not interested in money, they're a liability because Social Security is gone, Medicare is going to go down, and pensions are going to go down. So you're it. You're the asset. They're the liability. You look at my wife, Kim, man, she's pretty sharp, man. I mean, she's definitely an asset. I would not marry a woman who is not interested in money, personally. I know that sounds chauvinistic. It's nothing about sex. It's about being, you know, default to truth. I don't want to pay for a woman to, I don't want to be daddy. You know, I think women need to be self-sufficient. That's my belief. Now, you have a choice. You don't want to be self-sufficient, then marry daddy. You know, go ahead and marry daddy. Have a good life. But I don't want to do that. I'm going to get hate mail for this, but that's, you know, you guys know, I call as I see it. And I meet these guys with kids, and their kids are screwed up. I'm going, what do you do? You know, and I've had this one friend. He has 22 kids and grandkids.
Wow.
All unemployed. You know why they're unemployed? Because he pays for them. I said, why don't you cut them off? He says, but I'm a father. I'm a grandfather. I said, cut him off. I'm not, no. He wanted to borrow $1.2 million from me. When I got into why, my classmate from Hawaii, when I got into why he wanted to borrow $1.2 million was to keep his kids and grandkids in money. And I said, I'm sorry, I can't do that. And he called me every name in the book. I thought you were my friend. You know, we went to school together. We grew up together. And we're ohana. In Hawaiian, ohana means we're family. You're supposed to take care of me and my family. And I said, where did I sign that contract?
Right.
Well, that's the world we're in right now.
It is. And Abraham Lincoln said the best way to help the poor is to not be one of them. So we commend you for listening today. Listen to the Rich Dad Radio Show, the good news and the bad news about money. You can find that in your favorite podcast locations, too. And, of course, every book, Robert, that you write is worth reading. So Who Stole My Pension is coming out soon.
Yeah.
You're working on the book with Jim Rickards. Very
Ravens.
Excited about that. The Ravens. That's
Ravens
coming out.
Raven is the bird of prophecy, is how do you see the future? And I think that's the most important thing we can do. I've already given a couple of hints. The biggest investor in the market today are pensions, and pensions are broke. I think they're like in the U.S. alone, they're $17 trillion underwater. You think the subprime was big? This one's bigger. So, I mean, this is where we're at today. So, you know, wake up and smell the coffee.
Absolutely. Well, my friend, thanks for being on the program. Always great to have you. There is a Robert Kiyosaki.
Thank you very much. And great to have great friends like you guys.
You're tuned to the Real Estate Guys radio program. When we come back, I'm your host, Robert Helm.
Need help with your real estate investment portfolio? Check out the resources page at realestateguysradio.com.
If you love real estate and have always wanted to own your own business, listen up. The Real Estate Guys and their panel of experts want to teach you how to go full-time fast in the real estate syndication business. These next few years may go down in history as one of the best times ever to acquire investment real estate. There are deals everywhere if you know where to look and how to assemble the resources. The Secrets of Successful Syndication Seminar will show you how to make big money doing big deals from a team of experts that have syndicated projects totaling more than $1 billion. Don't wait for someone to give you a or create a job for you. Attend the Secrets of Successful Syndication and learn how to build a team, raise capital, find deals, and make full-time money in 6 months or less. Go to realestateguysradio.com and click on events. All the big players use syndication as a way to diversify risk, optimize profits, and earn big money. You can too. Go to realestateguysradio.com and click on events.
Do you have a self-directed IRA invested in a syndication? Guess what? It's a ticking time bomb. Why? Because IRAs get hit with UBIT taxes, even Roth IRAs. Hi, I'm Damian Lupo, and we fix this problem for you forever. It gets even better because using the EQRP, you can literally get rid of taxes from all of your gains forever and protect your nest egg. The EQRP is the best vehicle to get it done. IRAs can't do it, not even Roth IRAs. You see, UBIT happens whenever any type of IRA invests in anything with debt. Don't worry. Even if your IRA is already invested in a deal, we can kill that tax. Our team at Total Control Financial is here to give you control of your retirement money and free you from that deadly IRA tax forever. Want to learn more about the EQRP? Send an email to eqrp@realestateguysradio.com. I'll email you my special report and send you a copy of the QRP book. Paying a 37% UBIT tax is stupid. First step to getting rid of that tax is to send an email to eqrp@realestateguysradio.com today.
When it comes to successful rental property investing, it pays to be picky. Pick the right markets, pick profitable properties, and pick great property management. That's easier said than done, but we've got great news. Jerry Curran and his rockstar team at Mid-South Homebuyers are going strong in Memphis, Tennessee, and Little Rock, Arkansas, too. So for a top-notch turnkey single-family home rental property, whether you're a new investor or have a large portfolio already, pick Terry Kerr and Mid-South for a truly A-plus investing experience. To learn more, send an email to midsouth@realestateguysradio.com. That's midsouth@realestateguysradio.com.
Hey, this is Phil Collin from Def Leppard and Delta D. You're listening to The Real Estate Guys.
Welcome back to The Real Estate Guys radio show. Thanks so much for tuning into the show this week, and what a week to tune in. Hey, the beginning of the year starts with our Create Your Future Goals Retreat. It happens the third weekend of January in Lake Las Vegas, Nevada. This is an amazing time to really reflect on who you are and make sure you're setting yourself up to have great success in all areas of your life. You get all the details on the website at realestateguysradio.com under events. Well, I often say any day I spend with Robert Kiyosaki is a great day.
It's always a great day. He's just such a profound teacher, thinker, and he takes such a broad perspective. And I love the way that he takes complex subjects And I don't know that dumbs them down is the right word, but he breaks them down to where the average person can understand the concepts underneath and then begin to see, I think, the forest for the trees, if you will. So I always enjoy spending time with Robert. I always learn something, and he always challenges me to be a little bit smarter, to think a little bit better, and to deal with some of my inner demons, because I think Robert probably understands better than any other financial person I've ever talked to. It's a lot more about your mindset than it is about the knowledge.
Well, we're quite blessed. We get to spend a good chunk of time with the guy, and it's funny, you know, when people say, gosh, you know, what do you think of Robert Kiyosaki? I'm like, I totally love who Robert Kiyosaki is, but it might not be who you think Robert Kiyosaki is, right? You read the books and you have one perspective, but one of the most amazing things about him to me is that he says what he thinks and he doesn't care what anybody thinks about that. He just is who he is. He's completely congruent. If you don't agree, he respects the fact that you don't agree, but you're probably not going to win him over unless you have a compelling argument, in which case he'll listen to you.
He's really quite humble and respectful, but he doesn't suffer fools and he doesn't like posers whatsoever. It's interesting. I've only known a few Marines in my life that have been in life and death situations. Kiyosaki's one of them, you know, shot out of the air, I don't know what, two or three times. I think that changes you. We had another friend in our program that had been run over, blown up like in a tank or something like that in Iraq. And both of these guys, when they look at you, it's like they look right through you. It's like anything that you're putting on that isn't genuine, they sniff out. And I don't know if that's just when you're in a life or death situation, you're trying to take a hill or, you know, you're in a firefight and you're betting your life on that guy or gal next to you. You just don't have any time for games. And I think Kiyosaki's just a guy like that. I think if you approach him sincerely, if you share out of your actual wisdom and don't try to pretend you're smarter than you are. I know I've done that with him before. It didn't end well. If you listen carefully and you respect what he has to say, even when you disagree, I totally agree, Robert. He's a guy you can have a very intellectual conversation with, a very respectful conversation with, but you can expect to be challenged. If he senses weakness in you, he's the kind of guy that will reach down your throat and pull it out and throw it on the ground and attack it. And it's not personal. I really do believe that he cares so much about people and how dangerous their lack of financial education is and how some of their own demons get in their way of their own success. He really wants to save you, and he's almost desperate to do it. That's my take on it. I mean, I just love being around him. In the beginning, it was a little intimidating, but today, I just love it. I grow every single time.
Well, we're thrilled to be in the Rich Dad Radio Show. That's coming up soon, so listen for that. You know, one of the big topics today was just this whole private versus public types of investment, and with his new book with Ted Seidel talking about pensions, it really brings to light the whole dark side of any kind of public security or investment that is available in the public markets. And, you know, we have a bent for sure. We believe that the private ownership of real estate is one of the great, great gifts that we have as citizens of not only the United States, but of the world. There's lots of places where folks on this globe can own property, and that creates an amazing legacy for them if they do it right. But he also has the perspective that, hey, you know, there's a place for the public markets. It's just probably not a good place. And, you know, I think that individual ownership of real estate is something that I'm always going to be a part of. We have it in our heart to help investors, you know, get more real estate and more education around real estate. And I also think that when people pool their resources and go do bigger deals, it still has many of those private protections. And the more I think about it, you know, when you're investing in a REIT, a real estate investment trust, or some big behemoth publicly traded vehicle, you're kind of far away from the real estate, which might be fine for you. But in my experience, the closer you get to the real estate, the better.
Well, I think anybody that's ever worked in a big company and worked in a small company, or anybody that's done business with a big company or done business with a small company, you know, the idea that you can walk in and you have a relationship with the people, you can talk to the owner if you're the customer, if you can talk to the owner or the key decision maker if you're an employee or a vendor, there's just a big difference. And it's if you think about how bigness and opacity allows incompetency to hide. And that incompetency has to be paid for. It's very inefficient. There's a lot of economies of scale you get when you go big, but then there's a lot of things that you lose. And this is where I think that, you know, these mom and pop syndicators really have a big advantage. Obviously, if you're an individual investor, you're investing in your own account, you're dealing directly with your property managers, your contractors, and maybe even your own tenants, your brokers and whatnot, you know, you've got your thumb on the pulse of what's going on. You understand the market, you understand the deal. If you're going to invest, you know, and you're investing, say you're a passive investor and you decide to put some money in with someone like that, you're dealing directly with the person who's hands-on making all the decisions. So you're only one step removed. There's a lot of visibility, a lot of understanding, and there isn't too many people trying to feed at that trough. When you got a lot of layers of advertising and bureaucracy and big buildings and all the things that go as part of these big monolithic investment institutions, that money all comes from someplace, and it doesn't change the dynamic of what the deal is doing. A deal only does what a deal does. And so the more people who are feeding at that profit trough, the more diluted it gets. And as an investor, you want as much of that profit to make its way back to you. And that means generally to your advantage to be in something that's a little bit flatter.
If you're thinking about getting educated about being more of a passive investor in those types of deals, or if you're the person that wants to rise up and put bigger deals together, come on out to the Secrets of Successful Syndication. It's our two-day event on real estate syndication and other kinds of things that you can put dollars together for. We do it twice a year. Next one happens in March in Dallas, Texas. You can get all the details at realestateguysradio.com under events. Big thanks to Robert Kiyosaki for sharing his time and his wisdom and his immense brain with us. It's awesome when he hangs out with us on the Investor Summit. It's always great to spend time with him. If you haven't yet read Rich Dad Poor Dad, that's probably your first start. And then there's a whole bunch of great books after that. Hey, in the coming weeks, we've got a couple of cool shows. We're going to talk about financial freedom with the guy you're going to dig. And it's Ask the Guys coming up. If you have a question for the Real Estate Guys, just send it to us. It's easy. Go to the website at realestateguysradio.com and click Ask the Guys. We can't answer every question, but we'll answer a bunch of them coming up. Until next week, go out and make some equity happen.
This episode of the Real Estate Guys Radio Show is brought to you by Paradigm Life, powerful cash management strategies using life insurance. Learn more at beyourbank.com. Mid-South Home Buyers, low-cost, turnkey cash flow properties in Memphis, Tennessee. Corporate Direct, asset protection strategies for real estate investors from attorney and Rich Dad advisor Garrett Sutton. Find these and other great companies under the Resources tab at realestateguysradio.com. To learn how you can expose your product or service to the Real Estate Guys audience, call 888-489-7723 extension 4. That's 888-489-7723 extension 4. Or use the feedback page at realestateguysradio.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week right here on the Real Estate Guys Radio Show.